Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Glad you're with us. With Paul Koharski, I'm Jonathan Hutton. Chad Withrow with a well-deserved week off. David Reed is the chairman of the board. Pleased to be joined by Caleb Joseph, no stranger to this show. He's joined us last year during a busy season for him with the Baltimore Orioles. He's now back on the roster, sharing a spot on the roster with his brother, Corbin. And Caleb joins us now. Great to have you back on, Caleb. How are you?
Yeah, good. Going good. Thanks for having me.
What is it like playing on a major league roster with your brother? I'm sure that's been a storyline there. It's got to be awesome.
It was pretty exciting the first day. We had quite a few interviews and media requests. That was really awesome. The one thing that did kind of stink was batting practice got canceled because of some rain and weather. So we were kind of looking forward to having some picture opportunities kind of on the field and maybe, you know, throwing the ball around or whatever with each other. That kind of got canceled. That was a little bit of a downer. But then in the game, we actually appeared in the same game 2 days ago, and we actually batted one after the other. I drew a walk in the, I don't know, maybe sixth or seventh inning to load the bases. My brother came up right after me, was able to get the go-ahead run with a fielder's choice. Sadly, we ended up losing the game, but it was pretty cool to kind of pass the baton, as you would say in sports, to my brother.
Orioles taking on the Nationals tonight, 6 o'clock, and then they travel to Atlanta for a weekend's road trip there. Caleb, how often would you talk about this with your brother, about the actual chance that you get to play in the majors together?
Right. We were both drafted in 2008. He was out of high school. I was out of college. And, of course, the dream begins. It was probably dreamed of something a little differently because we were both drafted by different teams. He was drafted by the Yankees. I was drafted by the Orioles, division rivals. So there was an immediate, I wouldn't say competition, but, oh, we're going to play each other, you know, 12, 15 times a season. When we get to the big leagues, you know, you're young and naive. You think you're going to make it the next year. And so you're already planning on where you're going to eat after the game on a Friday night. Lo and behold, it takes almost 11 years for us to get on the major league field together at the same time. We played against each other in the minor leagues, but yeah, I think the initial goal was just to get to the big leagues once we kind of put a few years into it and realized, man, this is a little bit harder than we thought. Like, let's just both try and get there at the same time. And I don't think until Corbin became an Oriole that it actually became a dream to, like, play with each other. We just knew the chances of even getting there were tough enough, much less on the same team. Lo and behold, it happened. So really, really exciting.
We know you're having different sorts of seasons. I'm wondering, as somebody that lived in D.C. for a while before the Nationals were there, what the Orioles-Nationals-Baltimore-Washington rivalry is like.
It's unique. I would say it's more like cousins playing against each other, if that makes sense. So it's not that really, really tight brotherly competition, but it's not the Yankee Red Sox or the old school Red Wing Predators kind of combination where it's real. It's extremely cordial, I think is the right word, but we definitely want to beat each other's brains in because there's, you know, that's just what you do in sports. And it's always a unique atmosphere because unlike most Yankee Red Sox kind of home games for us, you get a really nice 50-50 split of Washington fans that travel and our fans travel here. And so it's they almost kind of drive the bantering back and forth, if you know what I mean. And anytime there's a let's go Nationals chant, it always becomes a shouting match. Let's go Orioles. And it home field really doesn't matter. It's more or less like a 50-50 split. And it's a fun atmosphere to play in.
Nashville native, Franklin High School and Lipscomb alumnus, Caleb Joseph, now with the Baltimore Orioles, joins us on the Midday 180.
We talk about this on the show periodically on a broad scale, kind of the sea change in baseball now with the uppercut more built in, exit velocity being a big deal, launch angle, all of that stuff. Is there shame in striking out in baseball now? There was a day if you were walking back to the dugout after a K, you might be hanging your head. It seems like increasingly in baseball now, it's kind of like, well, you struck out this time in order to hit a home run next time.
Right. I was told a couple of years ago, striking out is just another way to make an out. And I didn't know if I agreed with that right away. I mean, striking out is to me, is the most embarrassing thing you can do on the baseball field. So I personally don't take strikeouts lightly. I feel much better if I give myself a chance. And if you, let's say you hit a ground ball, you make the guy field it, you make him throw it. We have a gold glove caliber shortstop on our team, Manny Machado. He's actually a platinum, meaning he's won the best fielder in the entire league. He's got all these awards, and a harmless ground ball yesterday right up the middle. And he throws it away because there's wet conditions. It was raining. He throws the ball away, and they almost start a rally. Well, I mean, if you punch out, like, there's no possibility for that to happen. You are seeing increasingly more in this game that it does seem like guys really don't care about the punch outs. But remember, these guys are absolutely nasty up here in the big leagues. I mean, they are the best of the best, and they're hard to hit. But when they can throw a high velocity up in the zone and you've got an uppercut swing, doesn't pan very well for you. But they miss a little bit low and you've got an uppercut swing, ball's going to go a long way.
Caleb Joseph has been our guest. Caleb, thank you for the quick visit. We certainly were not going to turn down the opportunity to chat with you. We enjoy following your career here in the mid-state.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a pretty cool thing for two Nashville natives.
Yes.
Team, big leagues, and we're excited, and we appreciate all the support from all of our friends and family back home in Nashville.
Continued good luck.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you, John.
Yep. Thank you, Caleb. Caleb Joseph has been our guest. Love watching him play.
It's a cool
My O's, Paul.
Good answer. I like that he's got some shame in a strikeout.